Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're gonna get hard.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, Clint Sterner's not here. If he was, though, he'd probably talk a little bit about poop. Probably mix in some Astros this segment as part of his Dirty Daily.
Probably talk about how soft dudes are if they can't handle the summers in Houston.
Yeah. Dirty South player, Clint Sterner.
I think today, if Clint was actually here, he'd probably talk about the college baseball game last night that was coughed up by his Razorbacks.
Got him.
I'm just saying, no, I'm being for real. Like, he was probably very affected by that.
No, I know you are. I just like laughing at Clint.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, and then he'd probably tell us about, you know, his behaviors that most folks, good folks, would frown upon, you know, like not wiping your own nasty ass sweat off a public gym machine.
That was just foul as well.
It's so foul. It's so inconsiderate. But yeah, those are all things you'd probably hear right about now. But Clint ain't here.
That was such a weird take by him a few weeks ago, how he didn't wipe his sweat off of gym equipment.
Dude, right?
It's weird.
He gets like hard ass about these things, and I'm like, bro, just be better.
He's bougie. He's a little bougie.
Oh, hell yeah, he is. And he's a country old boy, but he makes sure every hair's in its proper place, and he's a bougie boy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very surprised.
Love you, Dirty.
Part of me didn't believe him, actually, on that. But
oh, no. I mean,
co-sign that?
I guess I mean, there's no way for me to know 100% either, but I would say, I mean, the way he was acting at certain points and looking at me through this glass whenever I was pushing back on him and how nasty and inconsiderate that was not to wipe up his sweat.
Yeah.
He looked pretty serious to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe putting on. Well, we get to talk about this, man. What do y'all think of the Rockets and Ime Udoka agreeing to a long-term contract extension? It says multi-year on many reports, long-term. We don't know how long it is.
No, I thought I saw a post earlier today that said 5, but I now can't locate it. So either I read something different and I confused it,
yeah,
or whoever posted it couldn't verify that. You know, they posted it without a verification, or they found out it was wrong and they deleted it.
Screw that person. So, if their name isn't Kelly Eco or Shams, I don't believe them.
The bottom line being, the Rockets handling the business they needed to handle, which is Ime has completely changed the culture of this team. Every, you know, guys around the league love Ime Udoka, and this was what they needed to do.
Especially maybe their most sought-after trade target really likes Ime Udoka and Kevin Durant.
And if they're paying Ime 8 figures, as I, you know, Pat McAfee mentioned, 8 figures, good, he's worth it.
Well, Shams said in his report this morning that the deal makes Udoka one of the highest-paid coaches in the league. So I pulled up a list.
Give that man his money.
The highest paid coaches in the league as of this past season. And there have been quite a few changes, obviously, since. Steve Kerr, Golden State Warriors, $17.5 million per.
He's got to be making over $15 million, right?
Greg Popovich, Spurs, retired, was making $17 million. Eric Spoelstra, Heat, makes $15 million, not fired. Ty Lue. Where's Ty Lue coaching these days? Is he Clippers? Is Ty Lue Clippers coach? $15 million, nevertheless. Not fired, also. Mike Malone, Denver, fired, was making $12
million. I believe Ty Lue is the Clippers.
Doc Rivers, Milwaukee, fired, was making $11 million. Tom Thibodeau, Knicks, fired, was making $11 million. Budenholzer, Phoenix, fired, making $10 million. All of those coaches, only three of them now before Udoka, was are still currently employed in making well above the $10 million per season mark to coach basketball players. Udoka, to be among the highest paid coaches now, probably somewhere between 10 and 15 million per. That's really good. I obviously he's earned it.
All the monies.
Don't want to really talk about that because, look, we've all watched it, witnessed it, and it's been great. He's won 93 games in his 3 years as Rockets head coach, which is a quick radio math, 34 regular season game improvement from the number of games that the Rockets won under Steven Silas for
he's,
3 years.
He's only been coach for 2 years.
Oh, sorry, 2 years. Did I say three?
Three. He's only been coached for 2 years.
Okay, well, the 3 years is the 3 years that existed before him with Steven Silas.
2 years,
with 59.
93 wins.
Yeah, 3 years, 93 wins. That would have sucked. But yeah, people know what I meant. Quick radio
people
math.
Know what you meant because you are the GOAT, as evidenced on your shirt.
I think it's a good deal by the Rockets just from an optics standpoint. Obviously, Udoka earned it. But in a really pivotal offseason like this is for the Rockets, whether it's Kevin Durant or not, like, you don't, the one thing a guy who is not committed beyond this year to anybody, Kevin Durant, 1 year, $54 million left on his contract. If he's going to go somewhere and with the thought in mind that I'm going to help a team win a championship for at least one season, he'd probably want to know that the head coach, at the very least, of the team that he would be traded to, maybe per his request, is going to be there and the organization's going to be committed to him. So from that standpoint, that's a great thing. It's good optically. It makes a lot of sense. But beyond Kevin Durant, there could be XYZ unnamed players that we haven't even talked about that very well might turn into the center part of this discussion with how the Rockets get better this offseason. It doesn't involve Durant.
So part of the reporting on Durant is that Durant, wherever he gets traded to, he wants an extension. So in trading for Durant, you need to know if he is going to sign an extension.
Kevin Durant wants to get paid $60 million per?
Yes.
Shocking.
I know,
of course he wants that.
So, and this is why, you know, when you hear Durant talk about the reporting around Durant about Durant's not going to sign an extension here or there, that makes that team kind of say, all right, well, you know, maybe I don't really want to be involved in this because I'm not giving up all of these assets to have him for a year be unhappy and then leave. And this is why, you know, like teams like Minnesota and Toronto, for all the reporting being done about them, if Durant doesn't want to be there and he's not going to sign there, how do you justify giving up all those assets to get him for 1 year and he leaves?
Yeah.
And, you know, this is we'll have more on this when Keith Smith joins us at 4:40. He's been covering the NBA for over 20 years. Keith will be joining us at 4:40. We'll ask him more about it because
I saw, by the way, on this Keith Smith fella that he contributes to Spotrac.
Yes.
Or Spotrac.
Spotrac.
We will find out for sure how exactly.
Oh, no, I've had the owner of Spotrac on. He told us it was Spotrac.
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 Thank you for sharing it with the rest of us.
Because at the time.
They spelled it wrong then.
At the time, I thought it was Spotrac, and he corrected me.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
And I said, wait, so it's Spotrac? And he says it's Spotrac. And I said, oh, we did not know this.
Good to know. All right, so I will not make that mistake asking Keith about that situation. Yeah, so we'll find out more, see what he knows about the Kevin Durant deal, but
he's also covered the Celtics for a little long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he will know about what's going on with the Celtics. Is, you know, they're obviously looking to move payroll and
Boston.
How possible is it Jaylen Brown is, even if the price is exorbitant, available?
Yeah, I mean, I saw reports earlier today that people are sending some preposterous trade ideas to the Boston Celtics for Jaylen Brown's services. And the question is like, how high do you have to go to get him? And
how high do you have to be to put together a deal that they're going to accept?
Yeah, well,
that's
the thing. It's like, how badly really do the Boston Celtics want to trim payroll? And like every team to a certain degree, I have to imagine, even with that in mind, like you want to trim payroll, especially in a year that you may think is FUBAR because Jason Tatum's not going to play any basketball for you at all. Isn't there always an untouchable? Wouldn't Jaylen Brown be an untouchable, or is he at the stage of his career where it's like, you know what? We had some really great years with him. Let's see what we can get for this guy.
I think they have a very interesting dilemma, right? Which is Jason Tatum's going to miss the whole year. In their hierarchy, Jason Tatum is the one.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown is the two. If you go into this year with Jaylen as your one and he takes off, well, what does that do to your dynamic? Because Jason Tatum's not going to come back and think, oh, I should just defer to Jaylen Brown now. Right? He thinks he's the number one guy. You can't have two number one guys.
No, but maybe then you have a more realistic... more realistic is not the right way to put it, but maybe added incentive to swing a deal for either one of those guys, or including either one of those guys.
See, to me, if you trade Brown this year, he's worth more, longer term on the contract. Plus, you start accumulating your picks earlier because they're going to be bad next year, right? Does it make sense for them to fully reboot, move Porzingis, move Horford, move Derek White, all older players? You move Jalen, you collect a truckload of draft picks, just like the Rockets did, just like the Thunder did, and then you've got a lot of draft capital going into the next several years of draft, and that gives you your year off of no Tatum. The following year, you know, he's kind of got to get himself back in. You're always looking for that second year away from the injury is where guys usually take off. So you'll have a year, maybe 2 years, of having high draft picks plus having extra draft picks to rebuild your team around. And then as you're ready to go make that push, all right, now let's go get ourselves a free agent or make ourselves the big trade and go push and go in from there. The NBA has the most unforgiving salary cap, right? In the NFL, nothing's guaranteed, so you can dump guys, move guys. It's so much easier. There's so much more turnover in the NFL because it's easier to move contracts.